Parshas Vayigash is the parasha of bringing out a person has to realize how much potential there is in the Bria in Avodas Hashem. Bringing out this potential Avoida that there is in the Bria is the Teichen of Parshas Vayigash. Let's begin. The two highlights of this week's parasha are the two most emotional and two the psukim that touch our hearts perhaps the most is when Yosef reveals himself to the brothers who he is, and also when Yosef finally is reunited with his father. In other words, Ke'ilu, Yosef is reunited with the brothers as brotherhood when they know who he is and they're once again brothers, and when Yosef is reunited with his father later on in the parasha. So therefore we want to focus on a deeper havana on these two psukim, on these two reunions. When Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself who he is to his brothers, so the pasuk says, "V'le'yachlo echlo lana soyso ki nifalu miponov." They were shocked. They were astounded. They couldn't answer him. And also understand what this big shock is and why they couldn't answer him. Al pi pshat is the pshat is they realized that he was still an Er L'Chayid, and they realized that he was talking not only just an Er L'Chayid, but he'd worked his way up and become melech. But al pi oimek, what was the big shock over here? What was the nifalu miponov? That he was right, Kilu, that they were moida, that they had in that the haidah that they had to make, the submission that they had to make to be moida, that he was in the right, and they had underestimated him. So therefore, that atke dekach is nifalu miponov, that they couldn't answer him bichlal. What's the sod over here? The shock, the great shock that they got, and more than that, the medrash yedua, the famous medrash. On these psukim, where the Medrash says that if Yosef HaTzadik, who was the younger of the brothers, if they couldn't stand up to his teichocha, to his rebuke, halachas kama kama, when Rabban Shalom will be machiach a person, halachas kama kama, how we won't be able to stand up to Rabban Shalom's rebuke. So this is stama dava pella. You need to find a raya from Yosef HaTzadik that a person is going to be nifal amipono to face up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel Rabban Shalom, when he's going to be machiach a yid. For what he did, for his wrongdoings, you need Yosef to make a kal v'chomer. How much more nifalu miponav? Such a poshta zach. A person faces the heavenly tribunal, faces the bezin shalmala, faces the rabban shloim, who's mochiachim. It's obviously nifalu miponav. Why do you need to bring the raya from Yosef HaTzadik, between Yosef and the brothers, as much as they were nifalu miponav? Alachas kama v'kama when the rabban shloim is mochiach is nifalu miponav. What's his kal v'chomer? Why do you need to bring a raya for that from Yosef HaTzadik? Let's move to the psukim where Yosef HaTzadik is introduced to Yaakov. The pasuk says, "Vayes or is merkavtoy," that Yosef HaTzadik, he harnessed his merkava, his chariot, and vayal across oviv. So obvious question is, why does he have to say "Vayes or is merkavtoy"? Obviously, he got off his chariot, he harnessed his chariot, and he went to his father. What's the Indian over here? Why does the pasuk have to be stressing over here? Vayesa is merkavta v'yali kras oviv. And then he met up with Yaakov Avinu, and Chazal say, based on the pasuk, that sounds like that Yosef fell onto his father, and kissed him, and cried. It says that Yaakov Avinu didn't do the same to Yosef. Why? So Rashi brings down the Chazal that Yaakov was in the middle of Krishma. What's the Indian of Yaakov in his Krishma Dafka now? He couldn't read Krishma 5 minutes before he sees Yosef HaTzadik. It wasn't like today that Kilu we daven Krishma in the last minute, there's no time. If that was the case, then Yosef would have been busy with Krishma. That's not the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu. What's the Indian that Yaakov Avinu reads Krishma when he gets reunited with Yosef HaTzadik? To understand the mahalach, what's going on in this parasha, one has to begin with a question on the first pasuk of the parasha. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda Vayeme Bi Adoini. Parashas Vayigash is the parasha where Yehuda suddenly plucks up the courage and he says, Bi Adoini, Dabana Avdorecha, Ki Chamoicha Kafare. Rashi says, Ki Chamoicha Kafare means that Ke'ilu is threatening him. that he'll kill him. Where did Yehuda suddenly pluck up all this courage? At the end of last week's parasha, it seems that Yehuda is frightened, and Yehuda realizes that he's being punished over here, and Yehuda is more in the bechina of bittel to Yosef Atzadik, and he realizes hinenu avodim manoim al adoini manedaber hinenu avodim la adoini. And suddenly, from nowhere, Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, and he says, Ki chamoicha gafari, and Rashi brings the Chazal, that he's threatened to kill Yosef Atzadik, the king. Where suddenly, in Parshas Vayigash, does Yehuda get this courage, and does Yehuda feel that he's taking over the situation? But the answer is, and the answer to all these kashas is, with the Yesod, that goes back to the Vikuach, the original Vikuach between Yosef and his brothers. This vikuach, this argument in Avodas Hashem between Yosef and his brothers, is a very fundamental argument. We might have discussed it in the other shiurim. It was an argument bechlal had to look, had to view a person's avodah in this world. Yadua that Mitzrayim is the bechin of olam hazeh. And whenever we talk about the yirida to Mitzrayim, by yirid you go down to Mitzrayim, that corresponds to the neshama that goes down into the olam hazeh. So the argument between Yosef and the brothers that ended up sending him down to Mitzrayim is an argument b'chlal on a person's avodas Hashem in this world in Olam Hazeh. The brothers held that Olam Hazeh is a dangerous place. It's like you go to these places where there's possible unexploded explosives, so you see this big no entry sign, this scary sign with bones, no entry, dangerous. They view the Olam Hazeh as beware, it's a dangerous place. And therefore they distanced themselves from Olam Hazeh, and they became Roye Tzoyin. Roye Tzoyin is somebody who's cut off from this world. He lives in this Boididus, he leaves civilization. I once heard here in a Moshav, I was in a Moshav, and I heard from a shepherd, he didn't look like even he was from, but he said he leaves civilization, he finds it the greatest oynik, he goes into the mountains with his sheep, he says to Hillim, doesn't have a radio, doesn't take a newspaper, oblivious to what's going on in the world, doesn't want to know what's going on in the world. Haroye Tzoyin is a bechina of Israchkus, keeping away from this world. This world's a dangerous place. That was the brother's opinion of Olam Hazeh and avoiding Olam Hazeh. And the whole avoida is not to get caught in, the whole avoida is to stay away. Yosef HaTzadik's avoida, which we'll see, is the avoida of Midas HaYesod. Yosef HaTzadik's Avoida is telling them that all that one sees, the Rav Olam Hazeh and the clip of Olam Hazeh, that's luring a person to Averas, that seems taka the dangerous Olam Hazeh, beware, stay away from, that's only a thin, superficial, shallow sheet that's covering all the spiritual potential of Olam Hazeh, all the ruchnistic potential that a person can transform Olam Hazeh into. Yosef HaTzadik is one saying, all you have to do is work and fight that thin, shallow sheet, and then when you go in, you can find unbelievable koyach and unbelievable potential in Olam Hazeh. Ruchnistic potential in Olam Hazeh. But the brothers wanted to keep away from all of that. The brothers held that Olam Hazeh is a dangerous place, stay away. Yosef was Midas HaYesod, and Yosef held that Olam Hazeh has Shemaim inside it. Olam Hazeh has Ruchnis inside it. A person has to break through the Gashmias, has to break through the materialism, and then he realizes just how much ruchnistic potential there is in every aspect of Olam Hazeh. This world, right, is called the Oretz. Oretz is the Adoma of Oretz. Adoma, land, the ground, is called a potential. The earth of the ground, which is Oretz, the earth. The Adoma, it's all potential. Just like earth, a potterer. He has the pottery, and in the pottery you can take clay, you can take earth, and you can form it, and you can make it into, transform it into whatever you want. Oretz, Adama, this world is a world which is cool in potential. Shemayim, they're bepoil, there's no meaning of potential. The malachim are kulam kadoshim, kulam tahoyrim. And they're just bepoil over Hashem, makablam ol malchus shemayim aleim, etc. But down here, Down here, it's all potential. Olam Hazeh is a world where you can break through and you can transform all the gashmis of Olam Hazeh and the everything that there is down here. You can transform it into Shemaim. It's an inyan of potential of koyach that you might see lapoil. Just like you put a seed in the ground, and from the seed in the ground comes out a shoot, comes out a plant, comes out a tree, a nice, beautiful tree. That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is all about bringing out the potential that there is, and finding ruchnistic potential of every part of this world. That was Yosef HaTzadik's taina to the brothers. If you involve yourselves in the world, so then you'll see that in every part of the world, in every emotion of a person, in every av of a year of a person, and in every mice of a person can load it with spiritual content, with ruchnistic toichen. That's the mid of Yosef HaTzadik. Mid of Yosef HaTzadik, we know, is the Middas HaYesod. Every day in davening, in Vayivorach David, we say the Pasuk, L'cha Hashem HaGdula V'Gvura V'Teferes V'Nitzach V'Ahoid, Ki Choyl B'Shemayim V'Oretz. Choyl is the mid of Yosef HaTzadik. Ki Kol B'Shemayim V'Oretz, Kol is the mid of Yesod. L'cha Hashem HaGdula V'Gdula is Chesed, so you have Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, and then Yesod is Ki Choyl B'Shemayim V'Oretz. The Targum of the Pasuk on the word Choyl B'Shemayim V'Oretz says the Targum, the Ochid Shemayim V'Ara. The Middah of Yesod is the Middah that's Ma'achid Shemayim V'Oretz, which means it's the Middah that allows a person to find and to discover and to develop the Shemayim down here in this world. That's the Middah of Yesod, and that's the Middah of Yosef HaTzadik, to be Mechaber, to find all the Ruchnistic potential that there is in this world. Yosef calls out to the brothers. Yosef's taina was, you have Shemayim down here. How avoidah is to involve ourselves in Oretz and transform Oretz into Shemayim. And that's the tachlis of Yosef HaTzadik, to be megala, to take off, to break through the thin, superficial layer of Olam Hazeh, and to be megala all the lekus, to be megala everything that lies beneath. And that's what we call be'emes a gilui malchus Shemayim. Because we discussed before already that malchus is the bechina of the Shechina. Shechina is the bechina of Elikus, that's Shoichin, that rests down here. You cannot see it, but the tachlis is to be megalit. And when a person breaks through this, the Gashmias, the thin layer of Gashmias of this world, and finds and is megala the Shechina, that's called being megala Malchus Shemayim Boilam. Yosef Tzadik's avoided, is avoided to be megala Malchus Shemayim in the world. Every time a person does, and uses an emotion, we'll soon bring dugmois, a person uses an emotion that even is a materialistic emotion, a taivadik emotion, a person uses it for kvod shemayim, so he's megala malchus shemayim with that. And the famous mashal that Maranaim brings from the Baal Shem Tov Zechus Yagon Aleinu, that the reason why a person can have an ava for a bad thing, for a negative thing, is only because ava works up emotion. It works up an emotional ava. How is a person supposed to work up an emotional ava? Hashem, it's a very difficult thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave other avas which are easier to relate to, and then a person works up that ava. It can be even for something completely wrong, an ava, a negative ava. But then a person realizes, says the Hilgah Baal Shem, that if a person can have an ava for a boss of a dom, and a person can have an ava for something negative, Allah has come over kama, how much ava he has to have for Avas Hashem? Because the Baal Shem Tov says that even the worst ava in this world is rooted in Avas Hashem. It's just had an afilin, it fell to the clipper, it fell to the grasp of the ava chitzoini. But the root of the Roshoyrish, the Chiyas of the Ava Chitzoini, is an Avas Hashem. So when a person works up a certain emotion through his involvement in this world, an Ava for something wrong, and then he chaps himself and he realizes that the root of this Ava is Avas Hashem, so all the Ava that he's just worked up and built up inside him, he channels and he uses it for Avas Hashem. So then what happens is that he's just been Megala Malchus Shemayim in that Ava. He's just been Megala that deep inside that Ava was Elikus, was Emistik Avas Hashem, and the same is with Yir, and the same is with everything. And the same is within an achila, ma'is achila, when a person eats at a table, and he eats, so says in Perkei Avos, he's making that table, he's making it into the mizbeach, and into the shulchan, from the Beis HaMikdash, every single action and emotion is loaded with ruchnistika content. And if a person uses every touch that he has, every negiah that he has with Olam Hazeh, he uses it to, and he fills it in with spiritual potential. So then if he's being Megala, Malchus Shemayim all the time. That was Yosef's argument back to the brothers. If you miss out and you distance yourself from any type of involvement on Olam Hazeh, you are missing out and bringing out and being Megala Malchus Shemayim, the whole world of Avodas Hashem you're missing out on. Yosef Tzadik's Midah is the Midah of Yisod, as we said, and we know that Yisod, Midah Yisod, is related to Kedushas HaBris. We know from Yosef Tzadik with the Nesionis of Eishes Poitifah, it's Nesionis and Kedushas HaBris. The whole Indian of Kedushas HaBris is the potential. Just like a person sows a seed in the ground, and there it grows, so too the Mokum of Kedushas HaBris is to be Zerea the Zera Shel Kedusha, to bring Zeroim into the ground, to bring a Mishpacha, to bring Peiros into the world. That Mokim, the Mokim of the Bris Mila, is the Mokim of potential. It's the Mokim of Koyach, which is like a Zera, a seed of a kernel of wheat, a seed that is potentially put into the ground, and in the ground it comes out, it sprouts out, and the potential comes out, El Hapal, into actuality. So too, the Mokim of the person, the Mokim HaYisod, is the Mokim of Bris Mila, is the Mokim of the potential, of bringing out the potential. So Yosef, that's the mid of Yosef. That's the mid of Yisod. Yosef Tzadik realizes the potential of the world. And that's really the pagam, chas v'sholom, and zera l'batala, that a person wastes so much potential. It's like a seed that you could grow a whole tree with and you throw in the garbage. So you've wasted a whole tree, and that tree would have led to another tree and to another tree. So a person's wasted such moiradik as potential. So too the chet, the terrible chet of zera l'batala, which Yosef Tzadik is the antidote to that chet, is the opposite. He corresponds to Kedushas HaBris, to Shmir, that there shouldn't be chasu shalom zera lebatola. That whole Indian is an Indian that you see. He sees the unbelievable potential, and that's the mokum of seeing unbelievable potential. So that's why that's midas ayisod, and that's Yosef's whole avoida, the unbelievable potential that there is in this world to bring out and to transform everything into ruchnius. So that was the argument between Kilo, between Yosef and his brothers. And Be'em is still talking about the Indian of Yosef Tzadik, is worth mentioning. That it's a Dover Yedua, things that I've heard from people, how many unbelievable things a person who's seeking to bring out potential, a person who's seeking to bring out spiritual content wherever he is, how many stories there are of how much meetings at airports and transit lounges, and that opened a kesha that brought back people back to tshuva, utilizing everything, looking in every single mokim, in every single place, before every action and before every emotion. I recently heard from somebody who's transiting airports of Shtickl, and he came back and he showed me cards that he got from people's name cards or business cards that he got from people. This one's married to a woman who's non-Jewish, and the kids are not Jewish, and but they're going to a Jewish school and they want to become gay. All different types of stories that a person met you seeking out to help you, sitting in a transit lounge. A person who sits in an airport and he sits with a couple and he sits and he learns, he can attract the Kedusha of his Torah, can attract people to come to him. And so many different stories that people have had, that people have opened kesher with people and saved Yiddish neshamas from meeting them at the airport. A lot of Gemaras that say kol ha'oseh this kilu nala kiilu this kololaymed toyas korbanus is kiilu is makrav korbanus. Whoever teaches somebody Torah nas and namala because of kiilu yoldoi, all these inyanim are inyanim that show us the inyan of a person mustn't underestimate. The person has to realize how much every action, everything is full of spiritual potential, much more than a person thinks. So if Mitzrayim is Olam Hazeh, and Yosef HaTzadik's involvement in Olam Hazeh is to show how much Olam Hazeh is full of spiritual potential, not just in the mitzvah scenery, not just in the srachkus from Avera scenery, but also bechlal, in the permitted, in the maisim, in the mundane actions of Olam Hazeh, how much spiritual potential there is that we can understand what's going on in this week's parasha. When Yosef said to them, Ani Yosef, when they saw how Yosef had gone down to Mitzrayim, the lowest place on earth, and Yosef Tzadik had transformed Mitzrayim, he made them all have bris milah. He had taken the whole Mitzrayim and was machnia the whole Mitzrayim under him. He became the leader. He was machnia the klipa of Mitzrayim to bring out the kedusha of Mitzrayim, to bring out the kedusha, the inherent kedusha that lies there in the world. The people in Mitzrayim were recognizing Yosef HaTzadik was Shem Shemaim Shog B'Piv, and people who were recognizing the Koyach of Hashem, and Yosef HaTzadik brought the whole Mitzrayim to recognize that only with Hashem's help there's a kiyum to the world and there's chiyus to the world. Yosef HaTzadik had showed his brothers by saying, Ani Yosef, how much potential there is in the world by involvement in the world, and how the fact that they kept away, how much Avodas Hashem, what a large chunk of Avodas Hashem was, so to speak, missing in their lives. And that was the Nifalu Miponov. The Nifalu Miponov, it wasn't just that they underestimated Yosef's Avoda. They saw now the vastness of Yosef's Avoda. They saw now how many opportunities in the vastness of Yosef's Avoda of involvement in this world and transforming everything into Ruchnius. They saw from Yosef HaTzadik how the potential that every Yid, how much potential Avodas Hashem there is in this world. And that's why it says that Yosef HaTzadik showed them his bris milah, Rashi brings down. The bris milah corresponds to potential, as we just said. And it showed to what degree of potential, how much everything in this world is loaded with so much ruchnistic potential that a person can incorporate into his avodas Hashem, and how far he can get with that. And that was the Nifalu Miponov. They realized ki'ilu how much they were missing by the fact that they were mezalzel in Yosef HaTzadik's avodah. And that may be the oimik in the Medrash. But the Medrash says that if the brothers are so nival umiponov from Yosef, how much more they'll be nival umiponov, how much more a person will be nival umiponov when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machiachim. So it could be that we're not dealing with the hechocha, the techocha for the averus in particular. Vada, that's posh, you don't need to come to Kal v'chomer from Yosef to learn a nival umiponov when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machiach a person for his averus. But the person leaves this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be machiach a person of why didn't he take so much more advantage, so much more advantage of all the experiences that came to him in this world and all the opportunities that he had in this world, in his involvement in this world, to make ruchnius out of them. How many meals did he eat a day? How many meals did he eat in his life? By saying a dvater at the meal, he could have transformed it into a mordik avoid, into the shulchan, into the mizbeach. How many opportunities did he have to interact with other Jews who were less fortunate and less religious than he is? How many times did he sit on a plane and sit next to a Jew and he just got on with his thing and didn't try to do anything? How many times did he have beautiful opportunities in his involvement, in his work, in his business? How many times did he have unbelievable where he saw, where he felt that he, and he just couldn't be bothered? That's going to be the Nivalu Miponov. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, I put you into a world, you think I put you into a dangerous world and your whole avoid is just to be misrachik. Avada, sometimes it's very important. Sometimes if a person sees that it's too difficult, so avada, a person has to be a bechin of misrachikus. But nevertheless, a person's got to know that the things that come his way, that his forced involvement in this world, a person has to load it with spirituality, because it's lemaisa. You just take off the shallow, thin materialism, and then a person sees how it's full of ruchnis and full of ruchnistika potential. But Rabbi Shalom is going to show a person that everything in this world was a koyach to bring it out into a poil, where there was ruchnis bekoyach in everything, and his avoid was just to bring out the ruchnis el hapoil. Is then a person who's going to be nivel miponov chasu shalom if he sees how many opportunities he had and how many experiences he had that could have been transformed into ruchnis and weren't. That's learned dafke from Yosef HaTzadik. That's the Kal V'Chomer from Yosef HaTzadik. When a person, how many avas the person had, that he could have, how many avas, things that he enjoyed and things he liked, that he could have transformed them into avas Hashem, etc. With that we can understand Yosef's reunion with his father as well. The Kedushas Levi says, the Halakha Kedushas Levi writes, that when it says that Yosef came to his father to meet up with his father, Vayali Kras Oviv. So Kedush Levi Be'emes talks, touching upon this inyan. And Kedush Levi says that Yosef HaTzadik was so misanig with the excitement of seeing his father. But then Yosef HaTzadik thought to himself that if the tanug is so strong to see my father, if I would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel, how much more Kolchkin, how much greater the tiny would be. And that's the beginning of Ayal Likras Oviv. He used going to his father as an aliyah, Ayal as an aliyah in Ruchnius. Now how much more he made a Kalvachoymer. How much more must be his tainug when he has a divine revelation, when he has a Gilui Shechina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is excited to see a parent, a brother, a sibling, a friend, how much more excited must be if he hasn't been to the Beis HaMedrash for a while, he walks into the Beis HaMedrash, how much more excited he must feel. So Yosef HaTzadik utilized the meeting with his father, which was a father-son love relationship. He used that in a hechere oifen to be malad, all that tainug, to the tainug of meeting to Hashem. And one can touch the same thing when Yaakov met with Yosef. It says that Yaakov was saying Krishma. Because the Ava that Yaakov felt for his son that he loved so much, his beloved son, the Ava that Yaakov Avinu felt for Yosef HaTzadik was so strong that it could be that when he was going to meet Yosef, he straight away took that unbelievable, overwhelming Ava. And he says, if I can have such an overwhelming Ava, an uncontrollable Ava for a boss of a dorm, how much more my Ava can be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, must be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he said, Shema Yisrael, Va'ahavta es Hashem Elekecha. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elekecha, Hashem Echad, Va'ahavta es Hashem Elekecha. He elevated that love that he felt for Yosef HaTzadik to an Ava Hashem. So they both transformed this reunion between them to the greatest, greatest levels of Ruchnius. Yosef feeling the tainug of what it means to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and Yaakov the love that a person has to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the emes is, this gives us a sod bechlal in Krishma, because Krishma starts v'avda v'shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we know by Krishma a person's got to be mekabel malchus shemayim, kabbalas oil malchus shemayim, and then you say v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, because according to what we're saying it's hainu hach. Because the sod of Malchus Shemaim is to see that even in this world there's only Hashem Echad, there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is loaded with Ruchnius. Everything is loaded with Ruchnius. There's nothing outside of Ruchnius in this world. That's the Bechin of Hashem Echad. By Yomahu and Asid Lovay, this is going to be Nizgala, how this world is full of Elikus. And then by Yomahu, Yih Hashem Echad, Shmoy Echad. Shmoy Echad corresponds to the Kedusha and the Shechina that rests down here in this world, as the Svarim HaKadoshim say. Hashem Echad is Bechin of Shemaim, that Hashem is Echad. Is the Shechina HaKadosh that rests down here in this world, and a person will feel and a person will see how everything in this world was full of Elikus. That's mamish what we're saying now. That's going to be the Gilui of Yosef Lovay. So that's the sod. So Meila, after that, after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the Gilui that Hashem Echad, the Shema Echad, the Gilui that really everything is even down here is full of Ruchnius. So the pasuk says, "Va'avta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, da'ash Chazal b'chol levavcha b'shnei Yisrecha b'yetzah toiv u'b'yetzah hara." Even with the yetzah hara, a person's got to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because everything in this world is loaded with Ruchnius. How many people have fought with the Yetzer Haras, and through fighting with the Yetzer Hara, they felt so good and so accomplished, Baruch Hashem, that they got so much further in their Ruchnius. How many people fell, Rachman and Islan, and did the Aver and listen to the Yetzer Hara, and then had such remorse and such Charata, that they went full force against the Yetzer Hara, fought with him and conquered him, and went so far in Ruchnius, because out of desperation to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after they listened to the Yetzer Hara. See, so after, what is Emes Tikkun Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim? That everything, even the Yetzer Hara, is transformed into a Tachlis, into a positive Tachlis. And that's what Yaakov Avinu felt. When Yaakov Avinu felt that unbelievable Ava has to be elevated into Bimagala, that if you can have such an Ava, Lachas Kama Vakama, the Shurish of that Ava must be Ava Sashem, and that's what led into his greatest Ava Sashem. And that's the sod of Ayosa Yosef Makaftoi, that he harnessed his Merkava. And Merkava, Pipinimis Atayra, corresponds to being Machnia something, just like when a person rides. person rides on an animal, so the animal is completely nichna, completely bottled to the person, wherever the person wants to go, that's where the animal is going to lead him. And that leads us to a topic we don't want to go into now, really. The b'china of Abba is hein hein amerkava, that the Abba's HaKadoshim was so bottled to HaKadosh Baruch, it was as if Hashem was like on them, riding on them, as the Pasuk says, v'hinei Hashem nitzav olav, v'yala lekim mi'al Avram. So it says, v'yosei Yaakov, v'yosei merkavdoi, Svarim HaKadoshim say that merkava is what you machnia underneath you. So Yosef HaTzadik was machnia the whole Mitzrayim underneath him, and he transformed Mitzrayim. He was megala kedusha Mitzrayim. He was megala malchus in Mitzrayim. And that's the vote of Yosef Merkavta. He had the whole Mitzrayim was nichna under him. And because of Yosef's presence in Mitzrayim, then Yehuda came down, they opened the Beis HaMedrash in Mitzrayim, and the whole Mitzrayim, whom Mekayim Mitzvah's Bris Milah, transformed him into Mitzrayim, into a ruchnistic reality. That's bringing out such great potential in such a mokum. So therefore it says, therefore it's a lashon of, that's why it's important to mention, Vayesa Yosef Merkavtoi. It's all the same nakuda. Dafki Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, were born, where Klal Yisrael, as a nation, were born in Mitzrayim. Dafki in Klal Yisrael, they were zoichot to poru, vayishutsu, vayirbu. Dafki Mitzrayim, which is a place where I'd have thought nothing spiritual can come out. Klal Yisrael was born there. And that's the soul of Yaakovin in this week's parasha, and that's its kesher to this week's parasha. So the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, Anoichi Eired Imcha Mitzrayim Chava, Mitzrayim of Anoichi Elcha Gamala. I'm coming down with you to Mitzrayim, meaning that even in Mitzrayim, says Hashem, I'm there. I'm with you, Mitzrayim. I'm there. Use me in Mitzrayim. You can find, you can uncover, you can find me in Mitzrayim as well. Anoichi Eired Imcha Mitzrayim on this week's parasha. Anoichi Elcha Gamala. Wherever you go, wherever a Yid is, you can find the Rabbeinu Shalom there. There's ruchnistic potential that he can find over there. That's the sort of Parshas Vayigash. The Parshas Vayigash is really the Parsha that's Megaled, that there's Malchus Shemaim, that there's Shechina everywhere. Parshas Miketz is really the Parsha, as we've discussed in other Shiurim, of Taka of Bittul Olam Hazeh. That represents Yosef HaTzadik's Avoyde Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik's Avoyde Mitzrayim is Avoyde of Bittul Olam Hazeh, to be Megaled what lies underneath. The Olam Hazeh, what lies underneath the materialism of Mitzrayim. Parshas Miketz was Mevatel and broke through the thin superficial layer of the Gashmis of Olam Hazeh, and therefore Parshas Vayigash is the Gilu. When you take that away, what do you see? What do you reveal? You reveal that this world is full of Malchus Shemayim, that this world is full of Ruchnis. That's the Gilu of Malchus Shemayim. So made in this week's Parsha, Yehuda, who's the real Malchus, Yehuda represents the Malchus, he basically wants to take over in this week's Parsha, at the beginning of the Parsha. In Parshas Miketz, which is the Parsha, which is what Yosef HaTzadik is busy breaking through Olam Hazeh to be Megala Malchus Shemayim, he's still Nichna. But in this Parsha, Parsha Vayigash, which is the Parsha that reveals the Malchus Shemayim in this world, and that's Bechinas Yehuda. So therefore Yehuda plucked up over here, so to speak, the confidence and the courage, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayimah Bi Adoini. This Malchus Shemayim that you're Megala Vehig, we know Adna. Hadoini Adnas is Malchus. So this Malchus that you Megala down here is B. That's my job. And then for Kichamoicha Gafara, here I'm taking over. I'm the boss. So that's the chilik, that's the hemshech between Miketz and Vayigash. Miketz is breaking through Olam Hazeh, and Vayigash is what you see when you break through Olam Hazeh. When you break through Olam Hazeh, then what do you see? You see Malchus Shemayim. So that's the Vayigash, Elav Yehuda. That's really getting close to Yehuda taking over. And that's the soda we discussed so many times, the soda Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is avoidance to break through Olam Hazeh, to be Megala, the Malchus Shemayim, the Shechina that rests down here, and then Mashiach ben David takes over. And that's basically what's happening over here in this week's parasha. So this parasha is Be'emes, the post-Chanukah avoida. Chanukah, it's dafka and inyan dafka. You see from Chanukah that we take the candles out into the street. It's not in-house. You take it out into the street. It's the idea to show how much spiritual potential there is even out there in the street in the makam of Klippa. And this is really a lesson that a person has to take in these parashiyas, to try to utilize, to try to see how many areas they are in his daily life. How many areas they are in their daily life which he could load with spiritual potential. And the achrayas and the godly responsibility that every Yid has in Olam Hazeh to load everything with spiritual potential. And the v'dim v'cheshvin that a Yid's going to have to give Chas v'shalom for not loading his life with spiritual potential. This is a parasha that goes beyond the mitzvahs and averus. mitzvahs in a various spectrum. This is a parasha that goes making everything a person does in this world into ruchnis, and that's the gilui. That's the gilui of this parasha, and that's the gilui of this parasha. And that's what the brother saw. How Yosef Atzadik managed to do so much ruchnis and to transform, bring out so much ruchnis in Eretz Mitzrayim. How much more we have to do in everything that we do, in every emotion that we have, in every ma'isa that we do. A person has to see to make sure to ensure that he fills up that ma'isa taka with ruchnis taka potential. And the Helga Kedushas Levi taka says in that piece that we quoted before, that he says that a person has to weigh up his actions to see whether their actions have content of ruchnis in it, and if they're not, better sheval tasa, better you shouldn't do the action. Every action should be loaded with ruchnis, and that's the bechin of gilui malchus shemayim. So may beis Hashem yisbarach rachmanu, we should be zoicha yiratzim lefnei avinu shebashamayim, we should be zoicha to fill our lives up with ruchnis, and to fill all our actions up, all our maisim up with ruchnis, and we should be zoicha beis Hashem yisbarach, that the time will come where the Rabban Shalom Mashiach comes, beis Hashem yisbarach speedily behemher b'yameinu, that we'll see taka there, the when Mashiach ben Yosef kills off all the ra, and we'll see taka how this world always had ruchnis, how this world was always full of malchus shemayim, and when that's nizgala, then we'll see how much malchus shemayim there always was in this world, and beis Hashem yisbarach all those who chab darayin during their lives, and when megala malchus shemayim and all their maisim and all their emotions, is then when they see taka the malchus shemayim, they see taka how it was there always, is then we'll all be beis Hashem yisbarach happy. Have omar bayoma hu hine lekenu zeh. This is the lekuz. We'll see. This is what we always believed in. Kivinu loy beyoshienu. We should be zeicha to this gilui met Hashem speedily nowadays. B'mehirav yameinu. Amen.